I.B. Hurton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm still doing exercises.
Okay. Go right ahead. I'm looking over my notes here.
Is the WebEx up yet?
Oh, Margaret is on it. And but it just now allowed me to get in. Good morning, Margaret. Are you on the line?
Monty's here.
Oh, hi, Monty.
Good morning.
Hello, Monty. This is Margaret Heath.
Hello, Margaret.
And Nancy is on, huh?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm just great. It's a rainy, cold day here.
We had a lot of wind yesterday, but no rain.
It has been raining pretty hard.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of rain here, too. Some lowland flooding. But other than that, it's just old, good old Washington.
Just what you expect. I guess mine is, too. You never know what's going to be here. One day it's warm, one day it's cold. It jumps around, but it's okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll take whatever it comes. You don't have much choice, really.
No, we don't have much choice.
Accept it and go. Nothing's been loaded up on your screens?
No.
Maybe they had a call this morning that they're still on. I don't know. Mary Lou's with us now.
He answered earlier.
Oh, he's probably having breakfast.
No, he's exercising.
Oh!
Mary Lou can't talk.
Well, I just muted myself. I'm starting to make too much noise. I'm breathing hard and so forth.
Well, good morning.
I'm fine.
You can go back to heavy breathing.
Yeah, I
really
think
she loves the slides.
I'm going to go back to mute.
I would probably think you probably should, Mary Lou, if I don't know where Ruth's. Yes, Ruth's. Whatever. Nancy?
Yes?
You got the call this morning, right?
Yes. Oh, here's a message from Mary Lou. She's wishing. You can't talk yet. Oh, she does think she should load the slides.
She's doing that right now, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, this is all. Go ahead. We'll go ahead and take this call off. Is that okay?
Whatever.
Okay, well, why don't we go ahead and get her done then? This is good old Thursday here on our call, my mastermind call, health call, whatever you want to call it. I certainly enjoy it. Together, if you're not on the WebEx, you're on the landline, we'd like to talk to each every one of you here. So we're going to turn it in every day. We have a host that comes in and talks about a subject that they feel is important and would like to share that information with us. And today we have Nancy Gilmer from Houston, Texas. Go ahead, Nancy. Take it away.
All right. Good morning, everyone. And we're going to continue on with a little of something that we mentioned yesterday about what helps the heart, the different amino acids. And we learned about the vitamin C and lysine. So this is in regards to Linus Pauling, and he, most of you are probably already familiar with his work, but he was, of course, he was born in 1901 and passed away in 94, so he was 93, and he was an American chemist, biochemist, peace activist, author, and educator. One of the most influential chemists in history and ranks among the most important scientists of the 20th century. Pauling was one of the founders of the fields of quantum chemistry and molecular biology. He is the only person to be awarded two unshared Nobel Prizes, one of only four individuals who have won more than one, and one of only two people awarded Nobel Prizes in different fields, the chemistry and the peace prize, and also the only, they name another one, the other being Marie Curie, and she also won a chemistry and physics prize. In his last 2 years of school, Pauling became aware of the work of Gilbert Lewis and Irving Langmuir on the electronic structure of atoms and their bonding to form molecules. He decided to focus his research on how the physical and chemical properties of substances are related to the structure of the atoms of which they are composed, becoming one of the founders of the new science of quantum chemistry. Pauling began to neglect his studies in humanities. Just a moment, I think I got on the wrong line. He began to neglect his studies in humanities and social sciences. He had also exhausted the course offerings in physics and mathematics department, and there was a professor who selected him to be his teaching assistant in a high-level mathematics course. During the winter of his senior year, Pauling was approached by the college to teach a chemistry course for home economics majors. It was in one of these classes that Pauling met his future wife, Ava Helen Miller. In 1922, he graduated from Oregon State, known as the Oregon Agricultural College, with a degree in chemical engineering, and went on to graduate school at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, California, under the guidance of Roscoe Dickinson. His graduate research involved the use of X-ray diffraction to determine the structure of crystals. He published seven papers on the crystal structure of minerals while he was at Caltech. He received his PhD in physical chemistry and mathematical physics summa cum laude in 1925. Okay, and now this report is where he, in August of 93, it was a special seminar hosted by the Life Sciences Division, Lipoprotein and Atherosclerosis Group. The lively 92-year-old first gave a candid history of how he came to take up the vitamin C cause. He was introduced to the subject by biochemist Irish Stone in 1966. 5 years later, he would pen vitamin C and the common cold, and then boldly go on to champion vitamin C as a fighter of more serious diseases such as cancer. According to Pauline, the vitamin's versatility in illness prevention arises from its role in the manufacture of collagen, the protein that gives shape to connective tissues and strength to skin and blood vessels. One of the great misfortunes of human evolution, Pauline explained, was when our human ancestors lost their ability to manufacture vitamin C. Pauline thinks the trait was probably discarded at a time when our ancestors had a diet of vitamin-rich plants and didn't need to produce the vitamins themselves. This left today's primates, including humans, as one of the few groups of animals that must get the vitamin through the diet. Ever since proto-humans moved out of the fruit and vegetable-rich habitat, they have suffered great deficiencies of vitamin C. Pauling has forthrightly recommended that people make up for this deficiency with daily doses of much greater than the 60 milligram generally recommended. He said our vitamin C consumption should be more of that with other animals that they produce by themselves, typically 10 to 12 grams a day. He practices what he preaches, having gradually upped his daily dosage from 3 grams in the 1960s to 18 grams today. Pauling went on to discuss vitamin C's connection with lipoprotein A, a substance whose levels in the blood have been linked to cardiovascular disease. Lipoprotein A is also a major component of the plaques found in blood vessels of atherosclerosis patients. Excuse me. Pauling has published studies asserting that lipoprotein A is a surrogate for vitamin C, serving to strengthen blood vessel walls in the absence of adequate amounts of the vitamin in the diet. In the lecture, he noted that animals which, unlike humans, manufacture their vitamin C and have much higher levels of the vitamin in their bodies have very little lipoprotein A in their blood. Pauling is convinced that doses of vitamin C can help prevent the onset of cardiovascular disease, inhibiting the inflammation of disease-promoting lesions on blood vessel walls, and perhaps decreasing the production of lipoprotein A in the blood. Vitamin C's link to healthy blood vessels is further supported by studies of scurvy, the disease caused by the vitamin C deficiency. 50% of patients who die of scurvy do so because of ruptured blood vessels. Pauling won his first Nobel Prize in chemistry in 1954 for using quantum mechanics to elucidate the nature of chemical bonds. He garnered a Nobel Prize in 1962 for his efforts to stem nuclear weapon proliferation. The scientists founded the Linus Pauling Institute in Palo Alto, where research on vitamin C and other nutrients continues today. All right.
Nancy, how do you spell this gentleman's name?
P-A-U-L-I-N-G, but his first name is L-I-N-U-S.
O-I-N-U-S?
No, L, as in Larry, Linus, L-I-N-U-S.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Is that everything you've got today?
Yes.
So then what do you feel is his emphasis in regards to vitamin C?
Well, when we combine it, and let me pull up that product we talked about yesterday. When that is combined with L-lysine and L-proline, that's what gives it the effect for helping the arteries.
That's the amino acids?
Yes. Mm-hmm. 2,500 milligrams of L-lysine and 500 milligrams of L-proline.
So it sounds like we're back again to where the things work synergistically, sometimes better together than separately.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Now, my doctor takes as much as 6,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C. So, and he's done that for many years. But, and he says when he has his arteries checked, they're clear, as he says, clear as a whistle. So, but I have heard of people turning around clogged arteries by using this product. Still trying to pull up. I've got the container here in front of me where I was going to try to get that sheet connected with it.
Well,
okay.
That's something that we all want to do, to keep our arteries as clean as we can, so he contributes that to vitamin C. Interesting. I know a lot of doctors are doing some research here over the last year, are pretty high on vitamin C also.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we get to thinking about it, that the guinea pig and the humans are the major ones who do not produce it on our own, so we need to take it in. And I've just never thought about the high quantities like that until it was introduced to me by my doctor.
And vitamin C would be I believe it's a water-soluble vitamin?
I think it is. Yes, that's considered water-soluble. And there's a little bit of stevia in it. But there was one little review here I was going to read. This is a man who posted this on, that is May of 2011. His name is Tom Thornburg. I am an herbalist and have had heart problems for a while now. I had two stents put in January of 2010 and had a heart attack in April of 11. No high cholesterol. This was only 145, just a lack of vitamin C, and I should have known better. I don't feel angina due to wound channel across my chest that seared the nerves. When I feel something, it's a full-blown heart attack. And he had been taking
to get access to this very special offer.
And he said he had been taking 40 or more pills every morning to fulfill the Pauline protocol, and said, now it's easy to just stir and drink the correct proportions, no capsules to get caught in your throat. But I found a much better price than what my doctor sells it for from his vitamin shop, so that we can send that out to all of you. Any other comments?
I ordered it yesterday, Nancy, so. You said something about, and maybe I missed, did you say something this morning? Because I got a little distracted trying to bring up the slides and stuff. How this vitamin C is an important component for collagen?
Yes. The vitamin C is needed in order to make collagen in our body.
Uh-huh.
But I'm trying to remember which other it combines with, and maybe it's the lysine.
And the purpose of the collagen was, I think it had something to do with the arteries or strengthened them?
And, of course, as we age and lose collagen, that's where we get our wrinkles and so forth.
Well, you guys, when I had all that inflammation going on, I was losing my collagen as well. There was actual, like, divots in my skin. I mean, it was not very pretty. So collagen, too, is, you know, it wasn't just a matter of a few wrinkles. And it was actually an emergency room doctor. I think we were driving back from Pathfinder Summit, and we stopped at one of the hotels, and we were down at breakfast, and we got to talking to an emergency room doctor that travels. He's, you know, he would go for a week or two to different states, and we had a really long, interesting conversation with him, but I could see he was looking at my arms, and I finally said, well, now that I know you're a doctor, would you tell me? He said, yes, what's going on? And I told him what they had diagnosed me with, and he said, well, you are losing your collagen. And he told me to go to Walmart and buy this lavender bottle of collagen capsules. And I bet there's vitamin C in it. I didn't even look. I just went and got it because he said to. And amazingly enough, most of that is you know, filled back in, but it didn't happen overnight, so.
Well, I think
you said in the email that it was this combination that.
Yes, that should be what it is. I'm looking up now for collagen to see if I should have done that research.
It says, I think Linus Pauling research on heart disease and the role vitamin C plays in manufacturing collagen. Would be an interesting topic, yeah. So I'm presuming that's what this is.
Now,
what was the name of the items that you the product that you ordered up?
It is called Cardio C, and we'll be sending that out.
Oh, it's okay.
CARDIO-C, and we bought we found that on the Pauling therapy, what's it called?
That's right. Ruth did send it out 12:35 a.m. I think this morning. That's why she's probably not here. And good morning, Ruth. Anyway, so the link is there. It's called Quali-C, I think, isn't it? Anyway, the link is there for where Nancy commented or said that it was the cheapest. So I ordered some yesterday. I've been taking vitamin C, but I haven't found one that doesn't get caught in my throat. I've been just having a terrible time taking vitamin C. I cut them in half and everything.
they come in such large packages.
Yeah, so I'm excited to get this because it's liquid, you said, and I can drink something that tastes like Tang. So I was going to see how much vitamin C is in our, I didn't do that. How much vitamin C is in our two drinks, progesterone? And,
you know, I would think the, there's a lot in the fruit drink. Wouldn't you think?
The Ciaga?
Behind the Ciaga. Probably, with all those fruits.
Yeah, you would think so. I'd grab my bottle.
Recommend 1,000 units?
Well, that's what my doctor takes, and he says he never gets colds or anything. But I don't think you can overdo on the vitamin C.
I thought that was one that you get the diarrhea from.
There's 56 milligrams per ounce in progesterone.
And there's, it looks like 56 in the progesterone. Did you say progesterone?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
11 per ounce in
Ciaga. Okay.
Ciaga.
Yeah,
I guess we'll just have to take more of that.
Well,
I know in our vitamin, in our multivitamins, anyhow, there's 318 milligrams in vitamin C, which is 530% of what the government considers to be our recommended daily dose.
Yeah, well, I know we've been buying something like 1,000, and they're hard to choke to get down. I mean, I'm afraid I'm going to end up strangling on them because, so.
Mary Lou, this is Kathleen, and I have been taking a powdered, powdered, it's Nicobiotic makes it, and it's called Buffered Hypo, HYPO-ALLER-C. And I got that because I have a lot of sensitivities, but I put that in a glass of water and take it at night. And it has calcium, magnesium, potassium, and zinc in it, but it's been quite helpful.
Would you read it again?
Yes.
Okay, what is it? Buffered hypo what?
Hypo-ALLER-C. It's probably made for people who have some allergies or sensitivities to things.
Uh-huh. And where do you get that?
I get it at the health food store. And it's made by Nutribiotic. Nutribiotic. It's an 8-ounce bottle of it, kind of a green label. And there's two kinds there that you make, but I get the buffered one because it doesn't burn and it just works very well. And yes, if you get too much, yes, it'll really loosen you up. But this one said vitamin C, 1,300 milligrams, which they say is 2.165% of the daily value.
Here I'm reading that collagen contains specific amino acids, being the glycine, proline, hydroxyproline, and arginine. Collagen makes up approximately 30% of the proteins within the body. These are tough and strong structures found all over the body in the bones, tendons, and ligaments. Mary Lou, what was the name of the product that you that the doctor told you to get from Walmart?
Well, he just told me to go over to Walmart, and it was in a lavender, kind of a purpley bottle. It wasn't very expensive. I see it has increased in price, and now I just actually have this last one. I think I just ended up finally getting one at Costco. I'm starting to see them everywhere, but, you know, I think I was headed for big trouble there.
And how long did it take to turn it around?
Oh, boy. I take this still every day, and I could notice a difference, I would say, within a month, but it took several months for the divots to come out of my skin. And it has, the one I'm getting now, it's only got 60 milligrams of vitamin C, and it's got three types of collagen, 6 grams. I mean, three types of protein, 6 grams.
I was wondering how you could put collagen in a capsule.
These aren't a capsule, but the other one was. The other ones were capsules that I got at Sam's. But anyway, I thought I would try this one. It was advanced formula. It says, max the beauty inside now. Stronger hair and nails. Maximum absorption. And it's amino acids. Added joint formula. Great for ligaments and tendons.
And the name, brand name on it?
Well, it says U Theory. It's all one word, like the YOUTHEORY, and it's collagen, just says advanced formula. And I take 6 of these a day, 3 in the morning and 3 at night. 0 fat, 26 calories, 10 sodium. And free of corn, wheat, yeast, starch, sugar, fat, or dairy products. So,
a couple of things that we learned long ago from our Dr. Scala that we had in our pre-life there was, number one, that you had to have the bioflavonoids with your vitamin C. And number two, one of the reasons why you couldn't have get enough vitamin C from your orange juice and other things is one, that vitamin C was extremely volatile, and that when you poured it, then the majority of the vitamin C would evaporate into the air, would leave in the air. And I don't know if that's still considered accurate. The other thing is, if you buy a tablet that has been condensed, and I'm sure you guys already know this, is that it has, and it says it has 10,000 or 1,000, a teeny little pill, that it's been, the process has been to squeeze it down to something small, and that process causes heat and it kills off your life factor. And so then, and mind you, and kill off your dissolvability factor. And so then I was trying to find a different vitamin C, because the one I was taking had carrageenan in it. And so the one I found is called Vitamin Po. It is from the Garden of Life. That's raw, with vitamins and minerals. It is only 300 milligrams per 2, I think. They are capsules. And so it's 300 milligrams of vitamin C and 100 milligrams of raw probiotic and enzyme blend, and 20 milligrams of raw organic full and vegetable blend. And it does have brewer's yeast in it. I don't know if Kathleen would be able to handle that. And
I have a dumb question.
Lactobacillus bulgarius, what?
Bioflavonoids. Take it with bioflavonoids. Maybe it's too early. Tell me what those are again.
The bioflavonoids are the little friends that accompany the vitamin C, and probably then would be utilized also in the rest of your food and everything, that help you to better absorb whatever it is you're eating.
Okay, so what has bioflavonoids?
They are just they're factors that happen with vitamin C, particularly in a natural form, that they didn't at that time. I don't know if they knew all of the usage of them, except that they occurred there, and so they wanted them to be there.
Okay, because I thought I heard you say we needed to take the vitamin C with the bioflavonoids. And I've been taking my vitamin C all by itself. So is that wrong? I've been taking it away from meals.
Oh, I don't know why you would want to do that, because it may have the bioflavonoids with it. I don't know it. But this has been a long time ago, so I need to restudy the bioflavonoids.
Okay.
I studied them that much before. I just took for granted that what he said was right, and I'm sure it was the best he could do at the time.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at my bottle of vitamin C that's recommended by my doctor at Tahoma Clinic. Mm-hmm. I actually buy it at Costco. It's called Ester C, and it's got 500 milligrams of vitamin C, calcium sorbate, and it also has some calcium, 55 milligrams, and then it has something called a citrus bioflavonoid complex, 20 milligrams. And it goes through and also says no artificial color, sweetener, flavor, no preservatives, no sugar, no milk, no lactose, no soy, no gluten, no wheat, no yeast, no fish, sodium free.
What was the name of that, Doug?
Ester C. I get it at Costco.
Is the bottle a little bit tinted in on the orange side?
Yes, it is. It kind of looks kind of yellow, and it looks like it's got a picture of a cross-section of an orange on it.
Yes.
Makes it look with a blue background, got an orange cap on it. When I go to Costco, I kind of scan for the colors because it's hard to find. They have, you know, a whole big line of stuff.
That's the one that's very large. Sometimes it gets kind of hung up.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Mary Lou would have trouble with this one.
I think that's the one I was taking.
Yeah, I get it stuck sometimes, too, but I just take some more water and force it down, basically. But not everybody can do that, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So I take two of them a day, one in the morning, one in the evening.
Doesn't say anything about carrageenan in the ingredients?
No, it doesn't. It lists the other ingredients, vegetable cellulose, calcium, silicate, vegetable magnesium stearate, vegetable stearic acid. Everything else seems to be the bioflavonoids are a citrus bioflavonoid. Gives a scientific name of the fruit, citrus family.
And that's a capsule?
No, it's a tablet. They're pretty big too.
Big tablet. They're the ones I'm cutting in half.
Right, and they're hard to cut in half too. I tried that and. Gonna force it down because usually I can swallow them. The key is to get enough water in your mouth on your first swallow, and don't swallow all the water before you swallow the pill. You know, get the pill in the back of your throat and get a lot of water, and then just gulp it, and it usually goes down. Once in a while, it gets stuck, and you got to do another wash on it. But anyway, I can live with that.
Here's a little more on collagen. It's present in the smooth muscle tissue, blood vessels, digestive tract, the heart, the gallbladder, kidneys, and bladder, holding the cells and tissues together. It's even the major component of the hair and nails. So to keep our, that's kind of goes along with this, keeping our blood vessels strong and clear. Because that tissue needs to have that smoothness in the muscle and the strength in the muscle walls.
You know, thank you, Nancy, for bringing that up, because I think the reason I grabbed this particular bottle, the one at Walmart didn't say too much on it, but this one, when I started reading it, it talks about During our youth, collagen helps prevent wrinkles from forming, gives skin elasticity, helps create strong and thicker hair to our early, thicker hair. In our early 20s, collagen diminishes at about 1% per year. By the age of 30, the signs of collagen reduction have started to become visible. The reduction in bones and joints begins to be felt. And then it says collagen 1 and 3 are the main collagen types in connective tissue. And with our bodies naturally occurring hyaluronic acid, type 2 collagen is known to aid in joint cushioning and lubrication. They're the vital structural components of the skin. And, this chondroitin sulfate, also naturally occurring, may provide anti-inflammatory support. So, how come I had to find out all that stuff by living it? Why didn't I read more of this before? Got myself all inflamed. So anyway, I think I'm on the right track.
So if we are lacking in vitamin C, which I knew as a cause of, would cause you to have a lack of collagen to make yourself stick together, stick all your cells together and make your blood vessels and everything stronger. And I didn't quite realize that you would have to have all that, the protein as well. That's what you said, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got three types of protein in here.
Then why would we go on a vegan diet?
Well, we get it's a different type of protein, but the plant, we can get a lot of protein from the plant, but it is a different form. So,
but we have to have all those amino acids. Yeah, I agree with that, of course.
Oh, that's true. The amino acids.
You get all the amino acids. But some of the, most of the vegetarian foods would be missing some of the amino acids. And then as we get older, especially, we are not as good at absorbing. I knew I had an absorption problem. No wonder I am having a problem with my hair. I'm excited to get these complete amino acids. I put ours on an auto ship. Because Nancy said they were good, so I decided to just take her word for it and get it on auto ship.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, what brand are you using?
That one that Ruth sent the link out for.
Oh, the Q? Okay, I just got it. I mean, I just read it.
Yeah, and I mean, Nancy, now you said that product, that's the product that your doctor said has his arteries and everything clean as a whistle too, right?
Right.
Well, that now, one product.
Yes. Well, see, but he keeps talking about six. Actually, I have heard him on his radio call saying that we should be taking 6,000 each of the vitamin C, the L-lysine, and the proline. But see, this product, well, you could double up. You would not get as much proline because it only has 500 milligrams. But the lysine and the vitamin C are both 2,500 milligrams. So by doubling up, taking more scoops of this, you could reach that 6,000 with that. But I don't know. That's what he tells his patients to do. And
could you repeat that, Nancy? I want to write that down.
Sure. In this product that you and Mary Lou ordered, it has 2,500 milligrams of vitamin C and 2,500 of the L-lysine, but the L-proline only has 500 milligrams. But I would hear my doctor always saying take 6,000 of each of those. So if you use only this product, you can reach that on the C and the lysine, but not on the proline. So,
And then where do we get the L-proline from? Is that coming somewhere else from our food, eggs?
Well, that I don't know, but I also get that, you know, if you eat extra, the vitamin shops have that, any of the health food stores.
I know in my collagen here it says I'm getting another 13.3% of the proline. I think that's a good place for me to start. I mean, no.
Now, Mary Lou, when that first Walmart product that you were on, you said you moved over to a different brand?
And I went to this. I couldn't find it the last time I was at Walmart. They kept raising the price, too. But the last time I went in, the last two times I went in, it wasn't there. Well, I know I have to keep taking the collagen. And so I found it just, I was in Costco and this just jumped off the shelf at me. I wasn't looking for it in there. I never dreamed I'd find it in there. And I thought, well, just like I ran into that doctor, there's a reason I ran into him. I was supposed to find out about this stuff.
Well, I'm so glad you did. Nancy, I'm sorry to be late to this program today, but what is the difference, if you mentioned it, the difference between proline and L-proline?
When they put the L in front of it, it does mean something different. I think it's a, well, you know, I hate to say, I thought it was like a more absorbable type, but I may be wrong on that. I'm not real certain on why the L appears in front of, just like L-arginine, but it has something to do with the way they process it, I think. But I can't be certain of that.
And, yeah, my Costco collagen label shows proline and lysine. Oh, it shows, it's got 18 amino acids in this collagen one that I picked up at Costco. Never read the label so good as I did this morning. See what a great call this is.
Do you know which two are missing?
No.
Oh, we have 22, not 20. Four must be missing.
Okay.
I need to study some more before I say any more, I think.
Okay, because then I can compare that on here. And it doesn't have the L in front of it, but it does have both lysine and proline in it. So,
let me just, before we end it, let me share a little story of how important amino acids are for us. This was a lady that I knew who was going to her regular MD for, I'm not sure what her health issue was, but he was trying to raise one of her blood levels, and he was giving her something to try to reach that, and she stayed with him for a year and a half, and he would have her test, I'm not sure how often, but it was not raising that level. And her husband found out through his chiropractor and nutritionist, which happens to be the same one I was using, and found out that he uses the SpectraCell testing, which is a totally different way of testing our blood. It's not done with just the serum levels. And that test came back showing what she was low in, which was one of the amino acids. So after they got her on that, and then she went back to her doctor for the blood testing, everything was normal. So it is very important that all of these are lined up properly in our body. They call them the building blocks of our body. So, but unless you have a test such as this with the SpectraCell testing, I'm not certain there's another test that will show you what your amino acids are doing, what the levels are. So, but there for a year and a half, whatever he was giving her to take, which was probably a prescription drug, that was not doing the job. And then by just adding that one amino acid that she was missing, that helped. So,
wow.
So
Well, I'm excited to get this other, this Cardio C. And that's a lot more vitamin C than I'm getting in those great big pills.
This morning, I didn't wake up on time, as you guys noticed, and I did take a melatonin last night. So I was sort of thinking or dreaming along when that woke me up to write some things down, and I had just watched that vaccine film thing that, or I guess it was an article that Monty had read to me, and so then I came up with looking at a cartoon of how to solve the Social Security problem of the government take all of our Social Security money, and so we can't really have people living longer than 65 because they'll use up too much money. Right.
I mentioned that on the call while you were gone, didn't I, you guys?
Did you really, Mary Lou?
Yes. How this is, there's so many things that they're doing to us that's part of not keeping it, that was going to solve the Social Security problem.
Yeah, so when the babies are born, to get health care, you have to go to the health care doctor, and then they get to say whether your baby gets vaccines or not. Mm-hmm. And they make you have the vaccine, so then you have this baby with this big syringe, and they're going to give the baby a shot. And it has all these things in it to help them be sure that they're not going to live any longer than they're 65, and then get a little bit older. And then I had this funnel in my head, and they're pouring more things in so that as you got older and you had a problem, they poured a funnel full of medicine in you. And I'm not sure how it was getting into the body, and with a funnel, I guess. So then, that to make sure that all those things were activated and you stayed on these drugs, and the drugs were what would help. Then that was making you sick, and so of course you got more drugs, and that was the only answer there was, just drugs. So then to make sure that you just die before you're 65.
Don't know what you're saying could be very, very true.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that. I know already I got my, for those of you on Social Security, you probably already got your deal from the government, tells you how much you're going to make next year, or what your payments are going to be monthly.
Oh, yeah, and the increase in Medicare.
I got mine. They're going to give me $2 less now every month.
Yeah. They increased Medicare. Gave us a raise.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Sliding, folks. Things are sliding.
I see why you're wanting to do more Nican, Monty.
You probably just hit on something there that's very important to me.
Well, that's how I want to do it. I want to be healthy, and I want to have some amount of wealth. And Nican is my answer.
Where if you don't have the wealth, you can pretty well much chew up the health care system. Because if you don't have the wealth to go out and get it, you're not going to get it when you need it.
No, I have to think for myself and provide this. So I'm so thankful for this call and all of you on it. It's very important in my life.
You're important in our life too, Kathleen.
Well, thank you.
Ruth, this chart of the amino acids, is
mm-hmm.
that something you will keep on your link where we can print it off?
Yeah, I hope. I can send it to you. You can find it in Bing. That's where I get all these pictures, in Bing.
Oh, okay.
Bing Images has a lot of information. It doesn't pop, the information isn't popping down. I don't know if you have to hit certain images that are produced by somebody who is doing a talk in a medical school, and then they put the information, frequently put the information up with the image. But, I'm not sure. I have to have all that information. I have to find that it agrees with Dr. Blaylock, Dr. Naidu, some of the doctors, and that it's true. And so you have to be careful. Maybe the government will be sending us a message that they want us to read. Be sure you get all these shots.
Yeah, get all these shots.
Do any of you follow Dr. Naidu on Facebook?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you hear what he wrote yesterday?
No, I didn't. I wasn't on here yesterday.
Oh, you're going to get me on Facebook now. I didn't know he was on there even.
Oh, yeah, he's on there. But he also mentioned yesterday that he's going to be coming up with a new website that is not product-specific, but health-specific.
Oh, yay.
He'll be starting that here very shortly on a new website.
Did he say if he was going to be with a partner?
I don't know. It was just it wasn't a site that was going to be product specific.
Right.
Just going to be about health. In other words, how I don't know what. I didn't talk to him personally.
This is my partner that was telling me about the amino acids. My
partner. Oh.
And anyway, so some interesting things coming forth.
Good. I hope so. That sometimes I just wonder. Oh, never mind. I'm getting things.
Well, I'm going to have to listen to the recording this morning because I was certainly looking forward to what you had to say, Nancy. I just didn't get to sleep. I didn't take my melatonin early enough, so I didn't get to sleep early. And I had my alarm set, but I thought. But I certainly didn't hear it.
What dose of melatonin do you take, Ruth?
I'll have to look.
That's okay.
It's a sustained release. It's a six-hour sustained release.
Okay.
So I took I'm still working on that. I stopped taking it because then I stay sleepy if I take a big dose. And so I thought, I always overreact to medication or things, probably hormones as well. And so I don't need as many as some people do. This is 3 milligrams, and it's a six-hour timed release from life extension.
Thank you.
And the night before, it worked really well, but I took it earlier. This time I didn't go to sleep earlier. So,
it would be awful. I wouldn't know what it would be like to not be able to sleep, I think. That would be terrible.
Well, you get a lot done.
I probably wouldn't. I'd be worrying about why I wasn't sleeping.
Well, I do that for a couple hours before I get up.
Okay.
Get more done. But, I'm working on trying to stay asleep a little bit longer. So, anyway, I think we're a little bit over time here.
I got to
run.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Well, thanks for all the discussion and information. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Oh, and I'll be sending the link and... I'll also include his background, and it's quite interesting how he got into this. There's more on his life and early years. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.